hello there.
Well, hello. It's a very special show, and I'm a very special boy. And my name is Josh Ricardo, and this is my show, and it's called Slam Pig Podcast, to some people's dismay. That's what it's called. It's a fine, fine day. Coming off some interesting nights and days, I celebrated my infamous festival, Joshapalooza. It's where I invite only 7 people into my apartment, and we have a joyous time of drinking and all other kinds of recreational activities. Very beautiful. Thing of beauty. But more about that later. My guest today is the fabulous Brittany Feinberg. Brittany is an ex-exotic dancer turned sex shop owner, turned innovator, chemist. The trajectory of this woman's unbelievable. So Brittany has a product called Sugar Cum. She owns a website called highpleasures.com that sell numerous sexual paraphernalia. She also has a sexual wellness portion of her company. And Sugar Cum is the item she's pushing now. Sugar Cum is a product that you take, and over the course of, you know, 2 or 3 days, depending upon your metabolism, makes your semen taste sweeter. Also, if you're a woman, your vaginal excretions sweeter. Not that they taste unorganic, but makes you taste better, put it that way. I was given some free samples of this product, and I have to say, it does work. I'd rather not go into how I know, but this shit works, bro. So I jumped at the chance to have Brittany on because who doesn't want to talk about that? And also, Brittany's a lesbian and worked in a strip club that males go into. So not only is she gifted at making sugar cum and sexual wellness, but she can also convince straight men that she wants them, even though she really wants zero to do with them. And we had a lot of fun. Brittany's from Miami. Had a really good time talking about the kind of women she likes to date, as well as how she got in this industry and all that jazz. So, yeah, check out Brittany. She's awesome. All right. I am, I say this a lot, I'm very lucky. I'm a lucky man. And today I'm even more lucky than usual. I don't know if that's proper grammar, but fuck it. Because I have in front of me not just any woman. I have a woman that is not only a sex educator, if you will, but has created a product that makes people's semens and excretions in their private areas taste beautiful. And I think she's a hero. I think there's 2 steps. I think it's the pill is number 1 in innovations in our society, and then it's this product that we're going to talk about. Brittany Feinberg, say hello to everybody.
Hi.
Okay, so just a little context for the audience. Brittany's a little nervous, right? We're working it, though.
Yeah, sorry.
So Brittany's like for those of you, you're going to Google her, I'm assuming when you like we start talking, but she's kind of a badass. You look like a badass. You look like someone that could really fuck some people up. I'm not saying not feminine. Very feminine, very pretty, but you look like you could fuck people up.
If you fuck with me, yeah.
Okay, so your last name, it sounds Jewish.
It is, yeah, I'm Jewish.
But you kind of sound like you're Latin.
Cuban.
Okay, so what Juban. Are you? You're Cuban Jewish.
Juban.
And you're from Miami.
Yeah.
And you were raised in Miami?
Born and raised.
Really?
Yeah.
So now that you're allowed to travel to Cuba, do you have family there still?
Yeah. I haven't been yet, but I plan on going soon.
You've never been in your life? But your family, I assume, has told you about it and
blah,
blah, blah.
Well, my mom. My dad's actually from New York.
I find that interesting because you're an entrepreneur. And I realize, like, Cuba has been pretty shut off, not only from the United States, but from a lot of other things. And you're, like, this go-getter.
Yeah.
And are a lot of people in the Cuban culture like that, I assume? I've dated a Cuban-Italian girl. It was one of the most beautiful and volatile relationships I've ever had in my life. It's like, here's the thing. Like, I'm a sucker for big ass, and this is before big asses were popular. I mean, I've liked big asses since Saved by the Bell, Lark Voorhees, 1991, where they tried to hide her ass. Like, I'm a big ass guy since the giddy up, and Cuban women have been my weakness a lot. But they are ruthless people. I feel like, are you ruthless?
No. But I have dated Cuban women, and yeah.
So are you exclusively women, or do you date men too? No, or are you only pansexual?
No, only women.
Only women. Yeah. So we have a lot in common.
Yeah.
So when you, okay, all right, let's start from the beginning, because it's going to get good now. So when you were thinking up this idea, so Brittany has a website called highpleasures.com. Now, High Pleasures, right now your number one product is the sugar gum. And I'm assuming like a lot more products are coming down the pipe.
Yeah, absolutely.
But this is on the forefront because this is what's being pushed. So sugar gum is a gum that you chew.
No, they're pills that you take.
They're only pills. You don't chew anything.
No.
So I'm looking at this and it looks so sexy. It has like these lips and it's like salivating. It makes me want to eat the package too. Just to be real, like when you guys see this, it's very, very sexy.
Thank you.
So you swallow it. It's a pill. And you take them every day.
It's better to take it every day, mm-hmm. but if you only want to, you know, take it once, if you know you're going to get lucky that night, just take it. Like an hour or two before.
So it's supposed to, like we were talking off air, the point of this is all, like, the sugar cum makes your cum actually taste sweet. Because some people have a problem with their, it's not necessarily that you're dirty, it's just your diet. There's a lot of different things that come into effect.
If you drink, if you smoke.
I drink a lot.
Yeah.
I'm a drinker.
If you smoke...
like weed or cigarettes?
Well, both. Especially if you smoke marijuana. Then you tend to taste more bitter.
Really?
And I have, yeah, and I've had a lot of guy friends with that issue. And they come to me, so then, you know, I give them some sugar cum and it works. Because they're not going to stop smoking. Yeah.
So now it's like another dealer they have to deal with. It's like, okay, I got to buy the weed, and now I got to hit up Brittany to get my sugar cum fix. Yeah. So the pills, everybody... make you taste sweeter, and it's genius because everyone knows that famous Sex and the City episode where the guy, that's like one of the first times I think in popular culture that was referenced, even though for ever since there was semen, people have been like, oh, that tastes terrible or that tastes okay. So this come about, how long has the product been in effect?
2 years now.
And I've never heard about anything like this ever. I mean, I've always heard that fucking pineapple thing.
Yeah.
But how much pineapple do we gotta eat? That
like
to
work? A gallon a day.
You gotta eat, okay.
Drink a gallon of pineapple juice a day, but it doesn't only have pineapple, it has other good stuff in there also.
Yeah. So you're saying if you wanted to do it through nature, you gotta drink a gallon of pineapple juice a day. That equates what the pills do, basically. So... I'm half Hawaiian. I eat a lot of pineapple, but I don't drink a gallon. That's fucking nuts.
Yeah.
It's like that whole 8 glasses of water a day. You're like, how often do I have to piss today for me to flush my body? I'm already 80% water. So, okay. When did it hit you that, because if you're going down on women like I go down on women, I'm going for the gusto. I'm going deep. I'm going nose, mouth. I'm
all in. All
it's
in.
It's everything. Everything in the central area is getting tongued and kissed and touched. And I have always, like, everyone is human, right? So there's a humanness to everyone. And some men are squeamish about doing that because they don't. I think women, in my opinion, are the strongest gender. And I feel like because I'm raised by really strong women, I forget sometimes that there is a struggle out there that you guys fight every day. There's a struggle for being treated equal in the workplace. There's a struggle for equal pay. There's a lot of real struggles out there. And because I'm raised by really tough single women, I forget sometimes that there's a fight to be had outside of the context of the domestic relationship, right? And I feel like this kind of indirectly spins off that because I feel like men are always expecting women to not be human in a lot of ways, like the way they look, the way they dress, the, you know, like... I go to Europe quite often, and they don't act that way towards women. They like the naturalness of a woman. And I feel like the reason why a product like this is so great is because I know it goes both ways. It's for women and men, the product, right? But I feel like for men, men in general, we need to wake the fuck up and start putting on our big boy pants, understanding that women are human, right? Not looking at them and holding them to some standard. And I gotta admit, I've been down on women before that have no scent and no, and I'm like, are you human? Like, it's un... like, have you ever found that? You're like, oh yeah, my yeah. God, like, you don't taste or... like, it's like I've... it's like water. It's a beautiful thing. You're just like, oh my God, there is
but
no...
then have you ever had a bad experience?
Yes, tons! Yeah. I was once with this girl, and I should have known, man. I should have known. Here's why I should have known. In her apartment, we're hanging out. She has this very large gay roommate. He's like an overweight dude, but very flamboyant. And he comes out, and this is our first date, and he's just like kind of holding court, you know, making jokes and talking to me. She goes to the restroom. She comes back out, and she goes to him, hey, you forgot to buy toilet paper. I had to drip dry. Now, I'm 23 at the time, so I don't, I'm not doing the math. Like, if she's drip drying, I'm assuming there's, she's probably not the most hygienic person, you know, right? And we get into the room, and on top of that, she's very natural, which I have no, you know, it's a full bush down there. I'm not hating on that. But if you're going to drip dry numerous times in a day, you're probably going to have some situation down there, right? Yeah. I'm not being a misogynist. I'm not being sexist. It's just the reality of nature. You do a lot of vagina, right, Brittany? Right. So you know. So when I start, like, getting to it, it's not good. It's so not good that I can't get my own self right. Like, I can't keep myself up because it's so not good. She could have benefited from the sugar cum. Maybe not, though. I feel like that's a shower thing and a hygiene thing, right? That doesn't fix hygiene.
I mean, it's internally.
Yeah, so if you don't wash your ass, this is not going to do anything for you. You got to wash your ass for this to work, okay?
Take a shower.
So when did it hit you? Like, do you remember the moment?
Actually, I had a bad experience. I was 19, mm-hmm. and I went down on a girl, and it was just not like. When and I've you... actually only had one bad experience with a girl.
Let me ask you a question before we get to that, because this is interesting. In your culture, it's very machismo. A lot of the Cuban men it's very machismo.
Oh my God,
that homosexuality is really not something that they're okay with.
My family is different.
Yeah.
So
they're a progressive family. Did you know pretty much...
half of my dad's kids are gay. My dad has 8 kids and half of us are gay. So
you know what's funny? Isn't that genetic, right? Because my mom's side, none of her brothers are gay. But if you go to the extended family, quite a few of my extended family, her cousins, are lesbian.
Yeah.
And I also think in Hawaiian culture, it's total sidebar. The Hawaiian culture, I don't know if it's similar to Cuban. I feel like the men aren't the greatest. They kind of treat the women... terrible. There's a lot of domestic violence. There's tons of a rapid methamphetamine use in Hawaii. So I feel like a lot of these women, I'm not saying that they're not lesbian, but I feel like it's almost like, hey, I have been pushed almost in a way to be, not that they're not lesbian. I'm sure they are lesbians, but at the end of the day,
some women do get fed up
with men,
and they just decide to
go lesbian. Which is smart. I think you all should. But then again,
yeah.
There would be no more creation of people if that happens. Dude's got to get better or people are going to start being lesbians and it's over.
It's going to be over.
So you knew right away that you were a lesbian.
Yeah, when I was 5.
You knew when you were 5.
Yeah.
Did you ever be like, well, let me just see about men?
I don't know. I've been with men. It's just not for me. I tried it.
So you dabbled?
Yeah, but I knew I wasn't going to like it. I just did it to, you know, so everybody can shut the fuck up. But I knew I was gay.
My parents,
I was 14. My parents told me, Brittany, you know, you're gay. Just come out already.
So you still were trying to be with men. Who are you trying to shut up if not your parents?
Just guys. Because guys
would hit on you.
Yeah, and they'd be like, well, you haven't tried it. I'm like,
yeah, because my dick's magical. Every dude thinks their dick's magical. It's not. It's not.
Yeah,
it's very limited.
Like my rubber one's more magical than yours. So.
Isn't that funny though? Like, you're a lesbian, but you still use apparatuses.
Yeah, but it depends.
It's just not attached to an annoying dude.
But it depends on my partner. I mean, some women.
Tell me more.
Okay, so some women, they can't. Well, actually, a lot of women can't come off of penetration only.
Sure.
Or they can't come. I mean, me personally, I don't enjoy penetration. It just doesn't.
You're a diehard lesbian. You want nothing near your vagina. It goes in there.
It doesn't do anything.
Fingers and
it
mouth
doesn't,
only.
It doesn't do anything for me. So there's actually a lot of women that are like that. And then they end up staying with, and I've seen a lot of cases like this, end up staying in relationships with men and they're unhappy. And
they don't understand why.
They don't, because they're not sexually fulfilled. And then a lot of men are selfish and they only care about.
Yeah.
Not all men.
No. Men
actually
this
care about.
This is
kind
of show
pleasing.
It's going to be. I get it. You know, like, we're talking from your angle, right? From your perspective.
Yeah. I mean, there's some men that are not selfish and they actually care about pleasing their partner.
Sure.
But
a lot of it's mental to a degree, right? I mean, that's a real thing.
I know,
just cannot come with penetration. But there's also the more and more...
If you're not into it, you're not going to come. Right?
Exactly. Yeah. The more and more I've been with women and understand them, I never understand them, but understand them enough to go, okay, this is how one or two and three goes. And the more and more you're with them and you're watching their body language and you're feeling them and understand them and you can sense them not pulling away, but that they're thinking about something else. I once had a girl who was like an Instagram model, and there's a point to me saying that. We were doing like sideways sex, and I had her leg up, and I'm always really in tune with the partner. So it was going, I was getting somewhere. She was like, I could tell she's one of those girls who just don't come because she's not comfortable with being like in the moment. And then I felt her check out because there was a mirror near her, and she was looking at the way her body looked in the mirror, and she didn't like the way, because you know, when you're bending, because like her whole angle? Life is angles. Her whole life is angles. She's an Instagram model. Everything's a selfie. Everything's an angle. So she checked out, and I'm like, you're looking at your body, right? Like, because the way it kind of rolls up. Like, she wasn't fat, but the way the roll, and I'm like, okay, yeah. And I realized, oh, shit, like, that's a very female thing, right? You know? Do you notice that when you're dating women and you're with women that you got to kind of, like, really break that shit? You got to really break it down where you can – be
comfortable.
Well, not only that, but the trust that's built there where you can get someone out of their mental space.
Absolutely.
Because there's degrees of what you're saying. It's not always just physical that someone can't
I'd say it's like 90% mental.
Mental, right?
Yeah. Because there has to be some type of attraction. But like me personally, I can't have sex with just anyone because it won't, I don't know, it's like empty. It won't do anything for me if I'm not feeling it, I won't. And I've actually stopped before because I'm like, it's just not.
Oh, you've bailed. Bailed mid-flight?
Mid-flight.
Are you bail like when you're down there? Like you just go, you know, I'm sorry. I just can't continue this.
I just
anymore.
Had to get my way around it. But that was such a terrible experience.
So when you're 19 and you're with this woman, was it a hygiene thing? Or was it like you said, her actual taste?
It was her actual, like, because I was with her more than once. So it was like.
I've had that before too. We were like, she's clean. She's great. Why is every time once she starts getting excited that this happens? Is that how it was? Like once she starts getting turned on and stuff starts to move, that's when it happened.
Because her pH is off. Like your pH balance and
pH balance for a woman.
It has to do a lot with, even for men also, it has to do a lot with your diet. And remember, what you're consuming is what you put off.
Yeah. So whatever you're, even though this woman was in great shape, because I was thinking about her diet, what could she be eating that makes this happen? Good. And you never really know, right? I mean, it's not like you can pinpoint it. And so you go, this is fucked up. You're 19, like, this is fucked up because I really like her, but that will kill it, right? Like, it'll be over. Yeah.
No, and that is also, she was crazy. So
was that more of, was it the smell or
that
was it
the like, it was just, that was just a disaster, that experience.
So you, after you left her, you thought, I wonder if there's something that could be done.
I always, like, lean towards the sex industry. And
were you a dancer? Did I
read
that?
Yeah, I was.
Okay, so
for 4 years.
When did you start being a dancer?
When I was 17, I went with my sister's ID because I wasn't 18.
Yeah, in Miami.
In Miami, uh-huh. And nobody knew. I always had her ID because we look a lot alike.
Yeah.
So I was like, okay, I'll do it for a weekend. I needed the money, and I ended up staying for 4 years.
So okay, this is really great because I've dated a lot of exotic dancers, and I always love talking about, especially this mission with you because. I feel like it's one of those jobs where you really start to dislike men because you're
absolutely
seeing them at their worst moment. You're seeing them where they're completely uninhibited, where their sexual urges are promoted and pretty much exploited. And then they get to this point where they're like, they become aggressive. They become fucking dirtbags. Like all the stuff they don't do outside. Even if you work at a high-end club,
they're still going to bring it in.
They're still going to attempt to do whatever they can to get with you. And you're already really established in your sexuality. So you knew like there was no chance that you were going to go home with one of these guys. I mean, it must have been really...
It was hard.
Must have solidified your sexuality even more. Like, oh, I'm so happy I'm not with men.
Yeah. You really see their... And then what was embarrassing is growing up in Miami. Miami's so small and everybody knows everybody. I would see people that I went to school with and friends. It was just, it was bad.
Why are you picking the club in your neighborhood, Brittany? Come
no,
on,
I went far.
Where did you go, Tallahassee? Like,
no, I went more up north.
Okay.
But,
so you're dancing and you're having to fake liking men.
Pretty much. And then when you tell them you're a lesbian, then they want to try even more.
Yeah, that almost turns them on, right? Like, I'm a flipper.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to be pretty good at what you do to flip somebody. It didn't look like you were questioning what you were doing. No. You have to have someone that's kind of wavering slightly to flip them. So you got to touch them, dance on them, and basically go, this is not me, but I'm doing this for money.
It's mental. I would go in there with the mindset and, you know, transform, put makeup on, you know, heels and everything, and then I would walk out dressed in my Converse and, you know.
So you're playing a character, and this is the character of...
But I knew there was an end goal to it. It was just a temporary thing, and I knew where I wanted to be at, and I did what I had to do to get there.
What was the goal when you started dancing?
I wanted to start my own sex store, which I did.
Okay, so you said it was going to be a week. A weekend. What did you expect was going to happen in that weekend? That was going to be magical, and you can open a storefront.
Anything is possible, right?
So in a weekend, a guy's going to give me 20 G's, even though I'm a lesbian, I have nothing to do with him. How good were you? Could you actually convince men?
I did pretty good. And also, I'm a good listener. Even now, like, I go out, a lot of men approach me, and they just open. If I'm at a bar, guys will just sit there and talk to me and open up to me and tell me about their sex life. And
really?
It happens all the time. I guess...
They want you
feel
to hold
comfortable.
Them? Can you please hold me by your bosom right now, Brittany, while we do this?
I'm very real, genuine, honest person, and I think you know, a lot of guys can appreciate that. And I'm not your typical Miami girl that, you know,
heels and Louboutins. I've dated some of those, right?
Yeah, and it's like, well, how much money you have in your account, how much car you drive. That's because that's how it is over there.
So were you booty clapping and learning pole dance? This is you for real? This is like you had to learn all this shit, right?
Yeah.
Did you learn how to booty clap?
I did.
Do you do that for your girlfriends now? Just be like, that's what's up. No. I'm multi-talented. Not only did I create, I'm a scientist. I'm a fucking scientist. But also, I know how to booty clap. You're a catch, man. Are you married?
Thanks, no.
Since you're married already.
No.
You're a sugar mama. A sugar cum. You are the sugar cum mama. Holy
sugar
shit.
Cum mama.
You're the sugar cum mama. You were the, oh my God. So you played the role for 4 years. You stacked your chips. And your the whole time you're doing this, you're like, okay, I'm going to start a sex store. Why? Is that a lucrative industry? I feel like I only know of a handful that do decently well. I know Larry Flint has a whole hustler store.
Yeah, the hustler. It is, but I didn't know what I was doing at the time. I was 21, 22.
Uh-huh. I've been in a few of those. Not to cut you off, just because I want to actually ask you, give you like my background of it so you can tell me what you had to figure out and what was hard. Because I feel like it's one of those things. I've been in like porn bookstores. I've been in these places like when I was young. And it was always really seedy, and it's not until fairly recently, I think, like within the last 10 years, where women have gotten more comfortable with having the vibrator parties that they have with their girlfriends, almost like a Tupperware party.
Yeah.
And then also, it's more for couples, where there's those outfits, and then there's the apparatuses and all this stuff, where it's kind of an inclusive thing. What did you see in that? Like, what was the first store you went into, and you decided, oh shit, I think I can put it together better? Like,
where I used to shop for my dancer wear.
Okay.
Because I knew the owner, so I would go in there all the time. And they actually have a very successful store down in Miami. It's huge. And they've grown, and they started out with a little store, and it's two brothers, and they have they have a very successful business now.
Mm-hmm. So you saw this store, and you were like, okay, I think I can actually, I would like to do this, because it involves something I'm interested in. And was it, What interests you about having the store? What part of it was interesting?
Because I wanted it to be different. It was also a smoke shop, so I combined a smoke shop with, you know, so I had bongs, gas masks, pipes.
Oh.
And I would sell also then your dildos, vibrators, and
so it's like your one-stop shop for your fucking debauchery. Like, if you want to, you know,
exactly.
Like if you want to,
so that's what I wanted to
dildo.
Create.
So while I'm here getting my gas mask to smoke weed in, because a bong's not enough, I need to attach something to my fucking head to make sure I get all the smoke in my lungs. I need this big black dildo, please. Can you just ring it up, just throw it in? That's amazing. That's actually makes tons of sense to combine all of that shit in one area. So what does your store focus on more? Or what was your idea? You wanted to be 50-50 where smoke shop and...
Yeah, but then I ended up selling more of the smoke stuff. But I, where I fucked up was I picked a bad location because I was
scared. This is your first store we're talking about.
Yeah, the first store, okay. Yeah. So I picked a, you know, a safe location because the rent wasn't high. I didn't want to get into such a high overhead, my first store and all mm-hmm. that. And I had that for a year, and then I decided to just build my own brand and not have that overhead and just start manufacturing and create something that wasn't really out there.
Okay, so you were like, you were selling other people's products.
Right.
You like, were trying to make money and make whatever you charge on top of whatever you paid for the merchandise off of other people's shit, and your business failed because you didn't have a great location. It right. wasn't well thought out. You like you did it, but you didn't really do it right.
Yeah.
You shut the business down, and before shutting it down, you decided, why don't I just create my own merchandise and do online
sales? My own
sales?
Brand, right.
So you only have an online store right at the moment. Yeah. No physical store you can go to yet.
No, I would not, but I wouldn't get back
into
it. Because
it's stupid, right? In this day and
age. It's just too much. Everybody's online.
Yeah, seriously. Like I feel like malls are failing a lot, and there's a lot of places that don't do well when they have a physical store because the overhead of the space as well as the product to put in there, what you have to do on top of that, someone goes to Amazon.
You just
and undercuts
yeah.
you, right?
Exactly.
So you're like, okay, I'm going to do something online. And when, in the back of your mind, that's how scarring that woman's vagina was. You're 19 and now you have your own business that you've lost already. So you've literally danced for 4 years, had a business you lost, and you're still thinking about this woman's vagina like, okay, I got to come up with something to fix that. And how do you even embark on finding the technology for that? Who do you talk to?
Oh, I went through. It took me about a year to put it together. And I did research. And then I'm not an actual chemist. I just do a lot of studying, like research. Because I'm passionate about it.
It's pretty serious shit if this works, right? I mean, it must have gone through. One, the FDA alone must fuck with you.
No, they don't. Because we sell it as a dietary supplement.
So you can get away a lot more, right?
Yeah, okay. Which 99%. Supplements are all
bullshit, right?
Well, not bullshit, but it's not. They're not FDA approved.
No, they're not. They're just fucking.
And the FDA
they want
is
there.
Bullshit anyway.
Oh yeah, they are because it's a lot of lobbyists. You have to lobby at the FDA. It's billions of dollars to get a product past the FDA. Like mm-hmm. any pill that Pfizer or these big companies put
or Viagra,
out. Yeah, they're putting a lot. Pfizer does Viagra.
Oh yeah.
So like they have tons of products that they put out. Johnson & Johnson. Johnson & Johnson has been putting out that goddamn baby powder that causes cancer. Now you come to find out. I once dated a girl that put baby powder in her underwear and I didn't know about it. And one time we were walking up steps and I slapped her ass and a poop came out. And I was like, shit, this is years ago. I wanted to call her recently. Like, yo, you hear about this cancer? You might be riddled with cancer down there because you've been stuffing your shit with all kinds of poof. Your poof is in there. It's like a genie's coming out of your ass and your vagina when I slap your ass. So it's a dietary supplement. That's what mm-hmm. it's considered. And do you meet a fucking chemist at some point? I assume you have
to,
right?
Yeah, no, of course. Yeah, I have my chemist that I work with, and he, because I put it together, and then he does the testing and everything in a lab, and mm-hmm. yeah.
And how long does it take for it to go to market?
About a week.
So it took a year and change to research and get it right. How many different tests? I mean, I'm assuming
your friends
tested, right?
I give it to everybody. My sister and her wife and my brother and, I mean, everybody.
So you're literally chewing the gum, chewing, and then you're checking your own vagina? Or are you
you take the pill and then,
The pill, I'm sorry. Yeah, I really want to chew it. I'm going to chew your pills.
Actually, you can take, if you open up the pill and you take out the powder, it tastes really good.
Oh, it does?
Yeah, you can even mix
Molly?
It in water. No, it's not.
Can it be Molly? Can we make sugar cum Molly and I'll take it every day? And then when I come down after my endorphins shoot so high, I want to jump out of a window every day, but whatever. It'll be worth it. So you take the pill, and you were taking the pill, and then are you tasting yourself? Are you like,
come here,
just come down and taste.
Well, in the beginning, I did, of course. I have to. This is something that I'm creating.
Yeah.
And I take it every day also.
Oh, you still take it every day.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's like a vitamin.
So you throw it in with your vitamins and take it every day.
It's your sexual multivitamin.
And it doesn't like fuck your stomach up and nothing like that?
As long as you're not allergic to any of the ingredients, no.
And what are some of the ingredients? I'm going to look at them. I got a whole package right here. Are they on here?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. Preparatory blend.
Was
that's
it
crazy.
Pineapple?
Oh, extract. Yeah. See, that's all like natural shit.
Yeah.
So it's all natural, basically. No, or it is.
No, it is. Yeah,
it's all natural. There's nothing in there that's like synthetic.
No enhancers. No.
That's pretty genius. So for how long are you testing it with? So you're giving it to everybody, and you're getting all the reports back.
Right,
that's
I get feedback from customers,
That's kind of, what do they call that? Your focus group you have, right?
Right.
How many people got the prototype right away? You like have 10 or 12 people, or how many people did you give it to kind of start relaying feedback? So you just started handing it out to people?
Yeah, but so for most people, it would work the first time, and then for some people, like if you're more overweight, or it would take a little. Like I had one person tell me, he's like, okay, it worked after the third time.
Okay, so it varies, then, like you said, on your metabolism right. and your diet and who you are and what your body type is. So if you're right. if you're an overweight person, it might take a hot one because right. obviously your metabolism's not moving very fast.
Right.
If you're a really in shape person,
but if you smoke a lot of weed, then it's you're gonna taste more bitter.
Really? So if you smoke a lot,
and I have so many of my guy friends, somebody, hey, my girlfriend, you know, she's complaining about the way I taste. I'm like, well, do you smoke a lot of weed? They're like, yeah. I'm like, all right, dude, if you're gonna smoke, that's fine, but
yeah.
you know, just take it
every
day.
Does this knock that out? You just have to take it every day if you smoke.
Just take it every day, yeah.
So if you know you have a bad taste, you pretty much bitter. Did you have a bad taste? Is that why you take it, or just because it's your product?
No.
Can we ask that? Can you?
Yeah. No. I mean, no. Honestly, I've never had any complaints in that department.
Because you kiss people after they go down on you, right?
Yeah.
So you never like, oh, you never like, oh, this is gross. You're like, oh, yeah, I'm into it.
Yeah.
But maybe your ego's so big, you love yourself so no. much that it wouldn't matter anyway. So maybe you got a huge fucking ego.
No, I don't.
So you just take it because it's your product and you want. I see the results.
Absolutely. Yeah.
So you want to. Like,
and I mean, I have a pretty healthy diet. I do drink. Yeah. You know. Often,
but you get rip shit though? Do you get rip shit though, Brittany? No? You're not going to admit that you get fucking ripped every night?
So, not every night, once in a while.
So you're saying that you're getting to a point now where the technology's moving quickly enough that you are starting to be able to make flavors where like I can even taste. Can I taste a flavor yet?
Maybe. You'll taste sweeter. But, you know, if somebody tells you you're going to taste like a fucking cherry,
That's stupid. There's no way. That's not human. Not, there's no way your body can produce that. So when you say sweeter, you're just saying that you're going to not taste like shit. Right. You're going to taste like, oh. It's not like someone's going to want to drink my cum, necessarily, unless they're into that. Which, if you are, email me. you're saying that it's like, oh my God, like, that's not bad.
Yeah.
It just makes things very doable.
Right.
But there is a certain flavor to it.
Right.
Okay. Just it's not overwhelming. It's not like juice. It's just a nice flavor. It's right. okay.
So you're not you don't taste sour and
bitter. Yeah, yeah. Damn, that's interesting.
Like I had a friend that her boyfriend, she banned him from eating yogurt because
yogurt does something to you?
Well, it makes it very well, you know, yogurt's thick and it can be sour, so imagine so then they had sex and she was like, yeah, you're not allowed to eat yogurt anymore. Like
damn, that's a real thing, huh? I'm lucky, I guess, because I've never had anyone be like, hey, you taste like garbage. I've never had that. And maybe it's because of my diet, but it's a real thing then. It's like a problem.
No, it really is.
So the product's been out for how long now?
2 years.
So you've had it out for 2 years.
Yeah.
Is it, how have you been getting it out there besides you doing, obviously, press and all that stuff?
Now we just started an affiliate program, and we also just got into Spencer's.
Oh, yeah, Spencer's Gifts. That's huge. That's really huge.
We're in, right now, 30 stores. They're doing a test for 30 stores.
To see how much it sells. Because Spencer's, that's right
but
up
it's
there.
A perfect, it's a perfect product for Spencer's.
Oh, my God.
It took me 2 years to get into
They even sell those fart pills there. They don't let me, come on. Like, this is an actual real thing.
Yeah.
That's awesome. So now Spencer's has it. And what's that deal like with Spencer's? Are you still allowed to sell it on your website?
Yeah, absolutely. Okay. Yeah, it's not an exclusive.
It's not exclusive. But if it were to become exclusive, that means they would put it in every store for them, and they would have to pay you money.
A lot of money
to make it exclusive.
Yeah.
That would be like your payday, right? They'd be like big time.
Yeah.
So, I'm sure you can't talk about your next thing that you're moving, but what other stuff's on High Pleasures now that people can go check out?
So right now we're doing, you know, I want to add more sexual wellness to the company, and
that's when you say sexual wellness, what does that entail? I mean, I think I know the gist of sexual wellness.
Well, it's just putting everything together, like your diet, if you exercise, and then helping, you know, also couples, you know, communicate. But I think the number one issue with sex is communication.
Mm-hmm.
Like, if
you think women are responsible for that in a certain way, because I feel like women are the most powerful gender, like I said before, and I feel like they're also not very vocal on what they like. I feel like there's a weird thing in society where I think maybe that's turning over. I think it's going to go to one extreme where people keep screaming about their sex life to be noticed, but they're not really doing the education behind it, and then maybe it'll revert back to where it can kind of get to a compromising middle, right? But I feel like women aren't very vocal with men because they think, well, if I start talking about how I like it, this guy might think I'm, you know, promiscuous or slutty.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because, I mean, you're in Miami where sexuality is very open. I live in New York City, and I'm only in markets where people are very open about their sexuality. I travel to do stand-up gigs where I'm in Kansas, and you know for a fact, like, that chick's not telling that dude that he's been licking her labia the wrong way. She hasn't said, hey, you've been licking. You're literally nowhere near...
Where they don't
want to
feel bad.
Yeah, they don't want to make the person feel bad. They don't want to come off that they might know a trick or two.
But it's okay. You need to communicate.
It's empowering, yeah. So that's part of the goal, is to get people out there to talk about sex, talk about what's going on in their life. So, and you're going to focus on couples or, in, you know.
Yeah,
in,
well,
in
no,
general,
just any
in
general. And then we're going to have, you know, our sexual wellness coach.
Mm-hmm.
So
who is that? Oh, it's, oh, okay, so... Okay, so she has Natalia here. She's sitting in the back. She's very quiet. She's the most well-mannered Puerto Rican woman I have ever met from the Bronx ever. And she's like literally hasn't made a peep, which is very nice. but she's a well. Are you gonna be? I just can't hear you on the mic, so I don't want you know. But so you're gonna be the sexual wellness coach. So I could book you and bang in front of you, and you can tell me at my stroke is like, oh, that's a great stroke. That's a good. Hold on. She looks perfect for that job.
I'll see her facial
You have a notebook and you're like, okay, check off. That's great. So you have people involved in the company that are working with you, and you're trying to create a sexual empire that isn't based off of pornography or anything
like that.
Something
different.
Yeah, it's outside the box in the sense that you're talking about sexuality, but it's just like anything else. It's like if you go to the gym, they have a masseuse in the gym. They have the equipment. They have trainers. And you're kind of creating
like
this,
an all-in-one. Like,
this sex gym. This all-encompass sex gym where people are figuring out.
Sex gym.
What they, that's good, right? You can market that. I'll give you that one. You. You can have it. You can have it. That's awesome. So what if I want to have sex in front of you? What if that is my wellness? Like, okay, I want to have sex in front of Brittany. That'll make me well. What do I got to do to make that happen? Could that ever happen? Is that something that you would even consider for the greater good?
Actually, I've had some people, some older couples ask me if I would like watch them just like, but not.
Do people reach out to you a lot?
Yeah.
Okay, so how do they even, how do they find you? Like, what have you been doing that gets your name out there where people go, this is, you're becoming a person that people know.
Oh, yeah, just on social media. And you know, living in Miami, it's very easy. You just network word of mouth.
So a lot of it is based now where you're at. Yeah. It's not necessarily all over the U.S. yet, but
now it's
kind of focused on what part of the country you're in. So if I'm like, hey, I need Brittany to booty clap because I need to get in the mindset to know that she knows how to do that. That would really help my wellness. That's going to be my email. I'm gonna make a fake email up just so I can finally be well. I just need to get well. So people email you and they're like, hey, we saw you on this or heard about you on that. Can you help us? And what kind of stuff do they ask you to help with?
They've asked so I used to work with this swingers club down in Miami that I would, when I had my store and market and all that. And
because that's
we
what you
did
have
some
to hit
events
up, right?
There.
Like Fet Life, like all these things.
Yeah,
you have
Fet
to,
Life is huge. So, you know, I had a couple of, I had a girlfriend at the time.
Mm-hmm.
So
and now you're single.
She was, no, I have someone.
Oh, look at that. Are you a cheat though?
No.
Are you disloyal? Can we get some ladies on?
No. That's in the past. No more.
Now you're focused. You're about your business now.
Focus.
Don't come waving around your. What kind of type do you like? Are you do you like big asses too? Or do you want someone opposite of
I like all natural. Actually, I don't like the typical Miami girl.
Because there's so many
girl.
Fake things in Miami.
Oh my god.
Fake asses. Fake. Breasts.
I don't want to grab an ass and you
it's
know
like
be
concrete. Yeah.
You know, I dated one girl with implants once, and I felt like they were gonna pop.
You didn't like? Well, how hard are you squeezing, Brittany? Yeah, Jesus Christ! Fucking, what are you doing? Punching them? You're getting crazy over there. That's the problem.
I don't. No, I don't. I like all natural.
But do you like Latin women, or do you like, you know?
No, I like Latin women.
You do.
Mm-hmm.
So you don't mind that you're Latin. You like Latin women.
Yeah, I like Latin women.
Because I am, like I said, I'm half Hawaiian, half Sicilian. But I'm raised by a lot of brown people, like a lot of brown, Asian-looking women. I'm not that, for some reason, I don't know if it's that connection. I don't, my type, I have a huge, it's a huge net for my type, but never been like Asian. I've never been like, oh, I got to date that full Asian woman.
Right. Latin women, they have, I mean, they're better in bed also.
Latin women, you think so?
Yeah.
I could see that. Okay, I could see that. I could see them being more vocal. I was once with this Dominican girl, and she was super hot, but her voice was so deep. It was like Cookie Monster deep. And if she wasn't talking, I was like, oh my God, she's just stunning.
And then, she over the... Oh, I dated one of those. But, yeah.
And then she like... Let me get your dick out. it was like very off-putting when she was yelling at me. Even like it when I was doing a good job where she was like, oh yeah, that's good. It feels so good. It just became like I can't do it. That was the only Latin experience I had where I go, oh, that was very cold. It was a cultural thing. Because I think Dominicans, the tone and the dialect
it's
is deeper, like, right?
It's rougher,
it's
yeah.
a rougher kind of gravel to what they're doing. Do women speak Spanish to you? In the bedroom? Is that something
sometimes,
that your goal is? Do
yeah.
you speak Spanish?
I do.
You do?
Yeah.
Are you not, lying? I'm looking at your face right now.
No, I do, but not really in the bedroom. I mean, sometimes.
So it's utilitarian, your Spanish.
So my Spanish is all fucked up. It's Miami Spanish.
It's
so.
It's not for sexual endeavors. You speak English then. Or you're Jewish, so maybe you do Yiddish. Do you do Yiddish?
No.
So... Do you get reports back still from your partner now? Like, fuck, you're killing it down there. It's just tasting great.
For my, yeah.
Yeah, because you take the pill.
Yeah.
So what do you suggest people do when they want to actually get in touch with you? This is not your plug portion. We're not done yet. But I'm interested in knowing about the trajectory of your position as a sexual wellness, a sex educator. Because I don't think I've ever spoke to anybody that take sexuality that way. I mean, I have a lot of people on the show, obviously, from the listeners they know, that are sex performers and sex workers, which is interesting in its own, you know,
right.
little compartment. But I feel like this is different. And it's different in the sense that I do a show where I rarely ever exploit the guest. In fact, never do I exploit the guest if their sexuality is as such. If, like, I have a porn star in here, that's the last thing I want to do is talk about what position they like. I mean, I'd rather know about the deeper angle of what the root is of what
right.
they feel they have to, how comfortable they are with the fact that they get paid to have sex, right? That's the interesting part. That's the depth.
Absolutely. Right.
And with you, the interesting part about you is not that you're this attractive lesbian that understands women and this, and you have this great product. It's about the fact that you're actually trying to figure out how do we make society better with their sexual advances. I feel like America specifically really does, I don't know how to say this, really does take sex and make it bad, right?
Yeah.
That makes money. Because we're capitalists at the finest, right? We want to make money.
That's true.
And it's, you know, I wonder if you've ever seen this. I'm going to give you an example. I wonder if you agree with this. I was in Chelsea fairly recently, and I was looking at these, it was really cold out, and I was looking at these girls lining up with this club, like 21, 22, and their skirts were basically like, their vagina and ass was almost hanging out. And they were walking almost like, you know, newborn deer in these big heels. And I was riding with a middle-aged woman who's a friend of mine. And I said, look at that. I just got back from Paris. And I was like, this is the problem, is that these girls, they don't understand that I get that so-and-so, Kylie Jenner, whoever the fuck,
right.
who the person is at the time, is wearing that. But you don't understand, like, that promotes that you know what you're doing with your sexuality.
Yeah.
It promotes that there are going to be dipshit guys that are going to be chasing these girls, and they're going to expect them to know how to have sex, even though maybe they don't know how to have sex, because they're selling kind of this image of,
right.
I'm sexy, which is great. And this woman hit me up about when I was in Paris that I was like, none of the women in Paris that I met that were Parisian wanted to be like anybody else. They all went out and bought their clothes somewhere, like at some thrift shop.
This is different.
They were really comfortable with themselves and their sexuality. And I feel like because of the way we sell sex and how it's considered taboo, it creates this secretism, almost like if you were a closeted homosexual and you're living this lie that how hot it is to go sneak away into the park and fuck a guy and then come out and act like you're this upstanding
yeah.
Republican senator. I mean, there's a certain level of hotness to that that's taboo that kind of takes you in this whole other realm to where you become this – I remember I used to hide – I've struggled with sex addiction. I used to kind of hide all the stuff I would do, and it would turn me into this kind of like, I gotta fuck. Like, it'd become this secret little person I would hide. And I feel like what you're doing is trying to get the conversation going so no one has to hide anymore.
Exactly.
Right? Have you seen that?
Yeah.
I feel like that's like what the biggest issue of our society is, that we hide so much about what we're
people
into.
People are scared.
Right?
To talk about it.
Because I've been on FetLife before, and I've seen the stuff that, now it's kind of like a popularity contest on that site. Like, everyone's about likes, right? It's just like anything else. It's been ruined. But you can, like, probably find a community within there. And I feel like because sex is so taboo, that men specifically, their fetishes are getting so absurd.
Yeah.
It gets them off.
Ridiculous.
Right? Like, it's not even, like, feet. I could understand feet. There's something about feet. I get it. A woman sitting on a cake with her bare ass. I could even see that. But a woman just... I had one person tell me, like, this one of the women did my show. Was like, yeah, I have a guy that wants to watch me eat cheese. And at this point, we're so regressed sexually that you're like, anything could be sexual now. Like, that's how... Because look, sex addicts didn't really exist 30 years ago. They probably did, but not like they do now because of Tinder and because of social media, right? I mean, your phone is – it's sex in your phone. You can get porn immediately. You get everything you want, right? Do you feel like that's something that eventually you're probably going to have to deal with within your wellness? That's going to have to be something that's addressed, a proper sexual distribution? Do you ever think about that?
No, I mean, I didn't, but – maybe.
Because that would be, I think that's part of it, right? It's understanding what sex is and intimacy is before. I mean, I realize, like, you're kind of dealing with one mountain at a time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's a lot of stuff out
it's
there.
It's fucked up.
So,
but.
So you're, like, going, okay, I'm going to deal with one problem at a time that I think we need education on and people to help.
And also, I really want to help couples, too, that they've kind of lost their way and kind of help them reconnect as well and, you know... Just, I want to create like an open forum and they can contact me or, you know, Natalia and ask us questions. Mm-hmm. And we're going to be doing coaching as well and eventually events and all that. So
you're really going to be trying to get involved. Do you feel like there's a lot of relationships that end because of bad sex?
Absolutely.
I feel like there is.
Absolutely.
I feel like there's people that are really great for each other that just can't. Maybe there's one thing that could be tweaked that could change their whole.
And then people cheat. You know?
Yeah, yeah.
So maybe if your husband wouldn't go out and cheat, if you're, you know, if he was happy in the bedroom, but maybe he's not happy in the bedroom because you guys aren't communicating, or, you know, you're scared to tell him, and, you know.
Have you dealt with a lot of that, or that's something?
I know, absolutely.
Really? So that's something that you're.
I mean, a lot of the men that I know, older men, my friends, they're married and they all cheat on their wives.
Yeah, and because they think.
Because they don't know
if they can get the same things at home,
right.
That kind of excitement.
Right. Or they're scared to tell their wife, hey, you know, I need you to give me a blowjob tonight. Or
Yeah.
Just be open and honest.
Yeah.
And
do you think women want to, they'll think the women will change and blow them? Do you think
if they taste
it. How do you cure that? Let's figure that out. So
take
the first
sugar
thing
cum.
Is just sugar cum. All right. It's a sugar cum. And then do you call the wife? And then she's like, well, do you blow people? And you're like, nah, I could see your point. You guys got to get divorced. How do you break through that blowjob barrier? That's a very specific talent.
Communication. And I think it should be done together, though. It's great if, you know, if you take sugar cum together with your partner.
Yeah, because that becomes like, hey, that gives you an excuse to taste each other.
Right.
Right. Nice.
So,
well, I love you. I'm a fan. I'm going to take it. I'm going to report back to you.
Thank you.
I'm
going
to do videos of me shooting my semen and making people lick it up. And giving their thumbs up. I'm going to make a whole porn empire off of this. Yeah, Natalia said popsicles. I'm going to do whatever it takes. Plug where you're at. Plug where people can find you.
You can go to the website, highpleasures.com, which is hipleasures.com. And they can also email us as well, info@highpleasures.com. Or if they want to learn more about coaching, they can email coachme@highpleasures.com as well.
What's you and Natalia's Twitter handles? So
at High Pleasures, and hers is.
So you're at High Pleasures. That's
your
handle. That's what you deal with. Okay. And what's yours, Natalia?
NY Wellness Warrior.
So at NY Wellness Warrior, that's where you can get with Natalia if you need some coaching. And I feel like. I've seen some of the emails that come through to my show. You guys need some coaching. So you would charge by the hour, basically?
We do packages.
You do packages. So they do packages. So literally, like, they're going to have a whole kit for you when you show up. Sugar cum, water, and then you get to banging, and they start coaching you. Do you actually see people have sex in front of you?
No.
Oh, that's, oh, we're joking.
No,
I thought that was for real.
No, that was joking.
You can't have sex in front of anybody. I was actually buying in. This is a genius idea. I'm assuming you had the little chip thing in the fucking iPhone. So you can't have sex in front of her, but it doesn't matter because she'll still coach you. But they can come and talk to you guys about sex.
Yeah,
and you'd be like, hey, you gotta, this is what I think you need to do. And
right.
Then get you on your way.
Yeah. Well, especially guys, if guys have any questions about, you know, how to eat vagina better.
Yeah.
You know.
If you want to eat the vagina better, in the words of Brittany Feinberg.
And some tips.
If you need some tips. Well, I love you guys. I'm in love. I think I'm going to try to flip you back to men. I'm going to try after we get off the air. But thank you so much for coming out. I thought we had fun. Did you have fun?
Thank
right?
you. No, absolutely.
You were nervous and I'm good.
Yeah.
Right?
No, this is like the best interview probably ever. You're hilarious.
I'm good,
awesome.
Right? Just tell everybody I'm great. Go ahead.
He's great.
Thank you, Brittany. There's Brittany. Awesome. Her inner girl. Awesome. Just beautiful. Beautiful ladies, beautiful souls, fun all around. Great day to have them hanging out. I want to thank my guest, Brittany Feinberg. Go follow High Pleasures. Go to the website. Buy the product because it works. And some of you dudes know you need it. I know a lot of you dudes that listen to the show. I know you ain't eating right. I know you ain't exercising. So do your chicks a favor and take that shit because you can't complain about people not wanting to taste your cum when it tastes like shit, right? So. Use it. And ladies, you use it too. You know, I can't say anything about women because everyone tells me I'm a, you know, misogynist. But you heard her say it herself. That's how she discovered how to do it. Brittany discovered it through going down on somebody that was less than savory. All right. Follow Brittany at High Pleasures. You can follow Josh Accardo, which is me, at joshaccardo.com. Well, at Josh Accardo, Twitter, Instagram, Snapchat, and then joshaccardo.com is a website. You can also follow the show where I put pictures up of people at Slampig Podcast on all formats and then slampigpodcast@gmail.com. Emails directly to me. All right. Cool. Great. Now, that being said, it is humid in New York City. I am irritable. And the last thing I want to be doing is sitting here with not the AC on because it interrupts the flow of the mic. So I'm going to say goodbye. And I want you to do me a favor. Tell your friends about the show. Subscribe, retweet it, share it, and pass it on. See you later.